Shane Hope from the West Australian on the line, who just happens to be standing out the front of the MCG right now. How are you, mate?
Yeah, very good, Alan. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Melbourne, so we've got to make the most of them before winter hits, I think.
What is winter to Melbourne, really, anyway? You guys don't know what weather is. It's just everything.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, it's a bit of everything all in the same day. So we'll make use of this sunshine, though, I think.
Absolutely, mate. Hey, let's talk about tonight. We're going to see Adelaide taking on Collingwood at Adelaide Oval. How do you think this one's going to go?
Yeah, well, the Pies have had a bit of bad luck on the injury front just for a change. They keep copping these soft tissue injuries. So another two hamstrings this week. Jamie Elliott, who could have come into the side, he's out again for another couple of weeks. And Taylor Adams as well, he goes out of the side. But they get Jordan Dugowie back after his pre-season indiscretion and his own hamstring injury as well. So he bolsters the side a little bit. But the Crows at home, they don't lose too often. So it'll be pretty tough to see the Pies getting that one done. And nice to see Darcy Fogarty back in the side for Adelaide as well. A really promising young player who showed a bit in pre-season and then in the first couple of weeks as well. So he's certainly one to watch for the future.
Absolutely. Another game we're broadcasting on Saturday. The Giants taking on Frio in Canberra. Are Frio going to get another win here?
I don't think so. My tips in the paper today said I thought Frio would win, but I think they put the wrong ones in. I think the Giants have got a bit of a fortress going in Canberra. They've won, I think, their past 7 or 8, 9 of the last 10 dating back to the start of 2015. So they love playing in Canberra. They don't lose too often there. They've got a growing membership base there as well, so they get a lot of support. I think they'll be far too strong for Frio. Coming off that loss to Sydney last week, they'll be smarting a little bit. Interesting to see what the Dockers did, though, with their travel routine, sending Aaron Sandilands on a different flight in first class and all this sort of business, giving him the star treatment. So they're pulling out all the stops, the Dockers. But I think GWS, they're premiership contenders this year, so they'll be far too strong, I think, for the Dockers in Canberra.
From what I heard, they had a good sit-down with Geelong. They figured out travel plans together. And they've got it all sorted out.
I think so.
Also, after that game, we're going to see it up the stadium. West Coast taking on the Suns. This game's going to be huge.
Yeah, definitely. Josh Kennedy back in the side for the Eagles. That's a massive boost for them. But obviously, they lose Liam Ryan for the next 3 months or so, which is really disappointing both for him and the club. He's been great since he's come into the side. Obviously, started at Subiaco last year. So they're going to rob us of Flying Ryan and all those highlights that he brings, which is disappointing. But Josh Kennedy back in, that's a huge boost for the Eagles. Obviously, he's a key to their finals hopes this season. And good luck to Mark Lacroix and Nick Natanui in their milestone matches as well. 150 up for Nick Nat and 200 for Mark Lacroix, who is enjoying a bit of a twilight zone, I guess, in the back end of his career. There were calls for him to hang up the boots last year, but he's played pretty well over this first month of the season and looks like he's in for a pretty big year at this stage.
Absolutely. And let's take it home on Sunday, going to be broadcasting this game. Essendon taking on Port Adelaide Etihad Stadium. Seeing that you're in Melbourne, mate, we might as well ask you about a Melbourne game. Who's winning this one?
Yeah, it's a really interesting matchup, this one. Essendon coming off a couple of really bad losses, particularly that game against the Bulldogs last week where they were just horrendous. And I think Woosh's comment was that they couldn't have played any worse, and that was definitely true from the outside. And Port Adelaide, they've had a bit of a tumultuous week with the latest off-field issue with Sam Powell-Pepper. So they come over here. They don't have a ruckman. Essendon fairly strong in that department. So I reckon the Bombers might actually bounce back and pinch this one. I want to see Port Adelaide really start beating. I know they beat the Swans a couple of weeks ago, but I want to see them beating some decent sides over here in Melbourne before I start picking them. So it's probably just taking a cautious approach, I think. But Port's big-bodied midfield looks all right, but I think the Bombers might just get the job done.
Well, Steve Butler from the West Australian, we're very happy to hear that. Manjubut's favourite son. That's how you get a promotion there, Shane. Good work.
Butts always picks Essendon, so don't take too much notice of what he does.
No, we never do. Hey, Shane, thanks for the chat today, mate. We appreciate it.
Good on you, Alan. I'll speak to you next week.
It just happens to be Friday the 13th. Of April.
A scary day for some.
Black Friday. Ooh. I know some people get off on it. They love it. They try to find ways to make it a really big thing. And, you know, they'll set up the night with a bunch of horror movies or something like that. You've heard maybe Renee and the Street Patrol is going to run around scaring everyone. Doesn't need a mask. Do what she got to do. I don't know what she...
Thankfully, she's warned us through.
I'm nervous. But I'll tell you, if you really want to get scared, the best place to go right now is just any WA news website.
Good call.
Really, at the moment, they're running a pretty scary thing.
They come, they eat, they leave, and they don't pay. This Black Friday, be prepared for the biggest threat to hit restaurants since Roseanne Barr visited an all-you-can-eat. the Dine and Dashers. They've been to Perth, the Swan Valley, Fremantle, and now they're coming to a restaurant near you.
Hey, can we get the bill?
No problem at all, let me just get it. Just the bill, thanks, for table 13.
But no one's sitting there.
But wait, they were just...
Oh no, no.
Sugly Blue!
You've heard of slasher flicks? Well, now a brand new genre. Dine and Dasher flicks. Coming to a restaurant near you.
Top news story today. Potentially the smoking age could be risen. Is that the right word? Be raised? Is the word
could be raised.
Raised, yep. There you go. From 18 to 21, Mark McGowan has said that he would be happy for WA to follow suit if the rest of the country does it as well. Hey, mate, I thought that we could just get a bit personal on this one.
Yeah.
Have you ever smoked? I know you're formally, not a smoker now.
Yeah, formerly a pack a day.
Really?
Back in
okay.
the day.
Yep. So when was that?
Definitely a younger point in my life when I was when I was sort of 16, 17, 18, 19, pack a day.
That's it, because I was never a pack a day, but I did start smoking at around 16 as well, which the law hasn't changed. It's always been 18, and
that's
even
right.
as a 16-year-old, I managed to get them, which makes me question what raising the age is actually going to do.
Yeah, exactly. So his quote here, where he says he's ambivalent about the change and the state won't go at it alone. So he's quoted as saying, "I see the arguments both ways. If you're 18, you can go to war. You know, why shouldn't you be able to smoke?" He told reporters on Thursday. On the other hand, some of the evidence that I've seen says if you lift the smoking age, we may well save lives. If you're that serious about saving lives, make it illegal and don't tax it.
Well, that's exactly it. That's how I feel about that. I don't think the age is going to be the issue.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to make any difference at all. And 21, what are we, America?
Sort of like, still having on. A bet each way there, aren't they? And I sort of like that quote there too. If you're 18, you can go to war. Why shouldn't you be able to smoke? People are entitled as adults to their own proclivities, Alan.
Yeah, very well said, mate. Yeah, I just don't think it's going to make much of a difference if it does go ahead.
Tend to agree.
You know, if you like they said, if it's a killing you, make it illegal.
Yep.
It's as simple as that.
A jerk on one end of the line, waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the Southwest on Triple M?
Yeah, got Holly on the line. Probably one of my favourite jerks of all time. Mate, how are you?
Classic. How are you, mate? Yeah, good. Yourself?
Yeah, doing pretty well, mate. How's the weather been for fishing this week?
The weather hasn't been too bad, actually. It's still, with that rain, though, comes obviously the wind too, but if you're sort of out and about in between, I'm sure you can get a fishing in there. Hey, did you get that photo this morning?
Mate, we did get that photo. It's not, you know, most people when they send me photos of fish, I get a bit freaked out, but when it's Holly, it's just another day. What are we looking at, mate? We've got a big fat Dewey, it looks like.
Big fat Dewey at the back, which was 540 mil, and those three King George in front of him were bigger than the Dewey. It was just...
Yeah.
We're fishing for Deweys on reef, 10-0 hooks with, full ocky legs or a whole squid and stuff. And, yeah, landing those big King Georgies, just amazing. And they fight. They bite like Deweys as well, you know, until you sort of start catching them. Then they sort of shake me. Oh, I think it might be a snapper or something until you see that silver. Oh, yeah, Dewey. Then next thing you go, oh, no, it's a big King, which catch of the day, King Georgies, just magnificent. Also, we've got three more cuttlefish. Two of them, as we're pulling them up, same thing. They've hooked onto the fish, but they're not actually hooked onto the hook. They're actually just eating these fish on the way up. We pulled up one of black ass. Half his guts was all gone. This thing is just eating him as we're pulling him up out of the water. Just hungry. But, yeah, they're going to be, they're ours now. They're going to be hooked up. They're beautiful.
Sounds almost like a claw machine. I love it.
Oh, yeah, amazing. And they're so tasty, guys. Yeah, get into them. If you don't know how to cook them, you do get one, let me know, and I'll show you how to cook them, and you'll never use them for bait ever again. Stories of the week, too. Snapper everywhere along the beach, guys. More so monohans, any of the drains that are coming out into the ocean, just hang around there. I don't even think you need to burley up for them. Just have some nice bait just on sunset, and then you'll get a few of them. The salmon are still in the bay, not sort of full on, but more so, guys, if you go around the west coast, if you really want to nail a few, yeah, head around there. Anywhere around there, I think you'll pretty much grab one. A few guys are still trawling for the herring and picking up salmon at the same time. The crabs, like I say, they are there, guys, and they're so magnificent. They're probably the best thing in the water, but you just got to sort of hunt them up. And the weather for the weekend is looking not too bad, guys, so tight lines.
Love it, mate. Thank you very much, Holly.
Cool, dude, and have a good week.
Commonwealth Games, they're starting to wind down. We'll see it all wrap up on Sunday. But some of the athletes have gone missing, in particular from Cameroon. Now, two-thirds of the team have already flown back home, but one-third of the team is unaccounted for. That's eight people consisting of boxers and weightlifters. lot of talk about it. It's even gone into the issues now saying that they could be legitimately have a case to stay here as refugees. So, you know, in the sense of seeking asylum. So there's so many different cases in regards to this. Very, very interesting. I have to kind of look at it and go, wait, what are they? Weightlifters and boxers? Yeah, okay. They're going to be right at home on the Gold Coast. They could stick right in. If you've ever been to the Gold Coast, it's filled with people like that. But it's very interesting. The hunt is kind of on for them. Technically, right now, they haven't broken any laws. Their visa says they're allowed to be here till about mid-May. So technically, they haven't broken any laws. However, they have broken Commonwealth Games protocol by sticking around. But yeah, I mean, I guess the hunt is on. I wonder if people are actually looking in plain sight, but I mean, they could be right under people's noses in the Gold Coast.
Hey, Gold Coast, we are so excited to open a brand new restaurant, the SDS. If you love Cameroon cuisine, we are the place to be, with hot meals that are practically running up the door. Come and get your mazis, cassavana, millet, mantines, and yummy, yummy yams. We have full staff and a kitchen with 3 weightlift waiters. We're also offering a discount on all Commonwealth athletes who keep their mouth shut. So come visit the Hasty Edge. As we say in Cameroon, we'll see you soon.